Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Yes, indeed. This is the Grillin' Guys. My name's Michael Gray. Barbecue Bob over there getting you ready for Super Bowl weekend. It is a national holiday for grillmeisters all over the place. Getting option paralysis. I've still got it. I don't know. I don't know what I would do if I had to. Thank God I'm hosting a watch party where somebody else does the cooking.
So where are you doing that?
Buffalo Wild Wings. We're going to be out at two locations. We'll do a roundtable local broadcast for an hour at the Alpine location, and then Bakita and I head to the other end of town and go to the 44th Street location there in Wyoming. And we'll be there for the duration. Get there about an hour before kickoff. Get your seats early. Man, those places fill up.
Oh, and we go to the one on Knapp quite a bit.
Yeah. It'll be a good time. We're going to have a ton of Lions stuff to give away. We've got a bunch of prizes, passes to Cannonsburg, tickets to the golf show. We'll make it worth your while to come on out and let them take care of you. Let them do the cooking for a night.
Well, we didn't talk about maybe what kind of beer you're going to pair up with your stuff tomorrow night.
Well, I'm working.
Yeah.
So it'll be iced tea. I got to keep it between the lines when you're at the job site. Now, if I was at home, I've got my winter beer, my winter beer of choice, my weapon of choice. I have dialed in,
which is what
Stone Brewing's Russian Imperial Stout.
Mm.
Comes out of San Diego. Yeah, they've got the gargoyles. They've got they've got some of the greatest packaging of any brewery I've ever seen. Every one of their beers has this really long, like 4-point font story on the back of the bottle, and they're all really snarky and insulting. Every one of them, you read it, and it's basically just calling you names and. For me, that I don't know. That's appealing, and the Russian Imperial Stout is as good as it gets, man. It's for my money. It's the best stout out there.
I think I'm going to get some new Glarus. It's out of I think Appleton, Wisconsin. I'll head out to probably hit Paulie's on the way home in Lowell. He's got a nice beer selection. I'm going to pair it up with some Wisconsin. We'll hit some cheesy brats and a little new Glarus.
Yeah, you're doing this whole Packers thing. I find it hard to believe that you would have trouble coming up with a Wisconsin beer to get the job done.
It's not. Well, new Glarus is Wisconsin beer. It's a microbrew out of there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's excellent.
I've never been to Wisconsin.
Really?
I've been to Illinois.
Wow.
Been to Indiana. Been to Ohio.
Oh, dude, northern Wisconsin's gorgeous.
No, I've been to the western UP, which is essentially northern Wisconsin.
Now, we'll be hanging out with John Leinenkugel in a couple weekends, and where he's from, Chippewa Falls, one of my favorite towns, because one of the factories I rep for, which is Energy King, they're right down the road from Leinenkugel's. I see his place all the time, so it'll be fun to hang out with him. But, yeah, they make some great brews up there. We've been Liney fans for years. And northern Wisconsin.
Actually just had last night their Fireside something or other. Fireside, it was a brown. I think it was a Fireside Nut Brown.
Yeah. They have a bunch of them. My brother Gary is a huge Leinenkugel fan. He's, you know, if he gets your name for Christmas, you're getting the Liney Lodge. You're going to get the assortment pack of Leinenkugel.
Well, there are worse things.
He'll be at the Dam to Dam. You'll get to meet him if you can make it up there. If your wife will let you off the tether,
easy. Yeah. Got a pregnant woman at home. You're sending me into battle unarmed. If you're just getting up with us this morning, the Dam to Dam fishing contest coming up on the 18th and 19th of February. Grilling Guys will be live. Obviously, it's the free fishing weekend. It's a Tony Gates joint up there.
We're just going to be the small people there. We'll be living in Tony's shadow for the weekend, but he'll be standing at our grill, baby. Let me tell you that.
I was about that close to being a Nuevo native when I was first house hunting and looking to buy a place. I found a joint on the Muskegon River up there.
Isn't it gorgeous up there?
It was unbelievable. The thing that killed it for me was the drive. I couldn't justify the drive.
Oh, it'd drive you crazy.
But it was an acre and a half, all wooded, up on the banks of the Muskegon River, and it was tough for me to walk away from that place.
Yeah, it is just truly a beautiful spot. Every time I drive through downtown Nuevo, I just think what a pretty little town it is. I mean, the train trestle and that huge ravine with the river in there. There's a lot of walleye in that river.
I've never done any fishing. I've done probably overdone a bunch of drinking up there.
I am definitely going to get my fishing on in 2 weeks. I'm going to Alan Bob's. Alan Bob's is sponsoring us on this gig, and I'm going to go down and see Tom and the boys down there and get hooked up real good. I need some new ice fishing rigs anyway.
Now, have you got the portable shanty? You doing all that up?
Crappie Joppy has that.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
Randy, our missing comrade here, because he's off having another super awesome adventure on a snowmobile up in Manistee.
Yeah.
Of course he's got that.
He's probably laying in the snow.
The guy's got a pole
right
barn full of just toys.
It's not even a pole barn. It's this giant underground bunker under his palatial
estate.
It's a
hangar.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like
so he's bringing Portland. He's bringing the shanties. He's got you covered there.
Yep. I'm not sure how we're gonna do that. I think it'll fit on top of the grilling guy's rig, but we have to tow the big grill up too. So we're gonna be going across that causeway with that Goodwin trailer unit on the back is gonna be a trick because Crappie Joppy goes line to line when he drives. So I'm thinking I might have to drive across the causeway.
If you want to check it out yourself, you can go to damtodamcontest.com. That is a site. It is a little event for our sister station. 97 LAV, and Tony Gates, obviously the chairman of the board when it comes to anything involving A, Nuevo, B, fishing. He will be in his element up there.
Yeah, and his wife Kathy will be out there out and about too. She's really organizing a bulk of the event, and she's just a tornado. I can't wait to see her out on the ice.
The show will be live.
Good.
Make sure you come out, and you'll see the smokers going. And Fine Barbecue Bob. And put his knowledge to the test.
Hey, we're going to have some venison out there for you. We're going to be smoking jerky all morning. We're going to have grilling guys sausage. With a little bit of luck, we'll have some walleye on the grill. So please look us up. We're going to end the show with a little cut from Outer Vibe.
Also going to be at the Damn to Damn contest.
Great band. Local. Again, we're here to promote Michigan. We want to bring Michigan back one steak at a time or maybe one walleye at a time.
That'd be fine with me, man. Like I said, the downside to doing this show is that I walk out of here hungry.
I'm going right to the meat market.
DamnToDamnContest.com is the website if you want to get up to speed, man. They know how to throw in Nuevo. I will give them full credit. I pride myself on knowing a good party when I see one. I was up there this summer. They know how to get it done, so check it out. And have fun at your Super Bowl.
Aloha.
Parties all over the place. I'm telling you, Packers, boo. I got a Packer fan downstairs that I won't be able to deal with if they actually win. So that's it for us, man. Anything else?
Just want to say adios.
All right. Here is your Outer Vibe.
Thanks for tuning in. All right. Bye-bye.
We try.